I see. Well, sticking with the theme of radiation, I've got a question here that was actually submitted to us on our forum at thenakedscientist.com/forum by a member called Turnip Sock, which I'm assuming is not his real name, but I wouldn't be the one to judge. And he said that his satellite dish is full of holes, and wouldn't it be easier and cheaper to take all the holes out and just make a smaller dish?
Well, now, actually, before Chris scampered off on his holidays, he managed to pen an excellent answer to this on our forum. And he says that, basically, the dish is full of holes to reduce the weight and the wind resistance, aka the likelihood of it being blown away from your wall. Now, the dish works fine as a reflector despite it being full of holes, because it's picking up long wavelength radio waves and microwaves. And because they're long wavelengths, they're easily reflected by the mesh of the dish, because the waves won't fit through the holes. So what the waves see is effectively a smooth, flat surface which focuses the waves onto a point where the detector is positioned. And so by doing this, gathering lots of waves over a large area and focusing them to a point, you can get a much larger signal going to your TV.
And this is exactly what we did with our parabolic mirror in last week's Kitchen Science. Now what we were doing, though, instead of focusing satellite signals, was actually focusing light and heat down onto a point. And you can actually use it the other way round and put the point source as your heat and use the dish to beam a jet of heat directly forward. Dave did this to me in his garage and it really was quite uncomfortably warm. But isn't this the same reason why you have a gauze in the front of your microwave?
Well, yes. You know, when you turn on your microwave, you can see the light on inside, but obviously the microwaves aren't coming out at you. And it's because the wavelength of the microwaves is much longer than the wavelength of visible light. So although the light can get out through the mesh in the door, the microwaves can't.
And this is why you don't cook your nose while you're watching your food cooking.
Exactly.